Dreskel stands at the edge of the balcony, firing into the unrelenting horde of night runners invading their sanctuary. The attack was sudden and unexpected. As he pours burst after burst into the multitude on the first floor below, he still has a hard time believing the fact that so many are inside. Hundreds of night runners lie on the hard floor, but they're a pittance compared to how many are on the ground in the wings under the balconies. Their shrieks permeate the interior to the point that it interferes with his thinking. He looks across the open area where Lin is directing Black Team as they hold the wide stairs that's only one of two ways to the second floor. They were fortunate to get into position before the onslaught began. They have the cameras, a vigilant crew in the operations room, and Sergeant Watkins to thank for that. Dreskel sees the other team's staggered positions around the overhang balcony, directing fire into the masses below. Tracers and the smell of gunpowder fill the intervening space between the soldiers fighting for their very existence and the night runners attempting to take that away. Dreskel wonders, and not for the first time, if they have enough ammo to hold out against the seemingly endless number of night runners still pouring through the warehouse door. A quick thought enters. How did they manage to get into the building? But he puts that aside. There's time to figure that out later, he thinks, reloading and sending additional projectiles speeding into the teeming mass. If we survive. Another thought enters. He's thankful that Allie isn't here and is instead off with Jack. At least she'll live to see another day. They've been kind of an item lately, but have kept it secret. He isn't usually fond of her always running around with Jack, as that sometimes isn't the safest place to be. Sure, Jack is resourceful and manages to get out of whatever situation he finds himself in, but he always seems to be in the thick of it, whether intentional or that's just his lot in life. And that worries Dreskel. He worries first because Allie is always there with him, and second, because of the group of survivors. Jack has done a good job of bringing them together and helping them coalesce into a team. There are plenty of people here who could lead, but everyone looks up to him, for right or wrong, and they can't afford to lose him at this juncture. Even with him running off seemingly every few days, he's a figurehead for many around here. Dreskel feels the heat from his barrel and readjusts his hold on the foregrip. Smoke puffs rapidly from his suppressor as he adds to the steel curtain raining down on the night runners. He's still not used to the silence of firefights using suppressors. To him, there should be the sharp staccato sounds of rounds being fired. However, the shrieks emanating from below more than make up for the decreased volume of gunfire. Shouts from the other team leaders as they direct their soldiers rise above the din from time to time. Time is now measured in the number of night runners falling to the floor. The dead and injured begin to stack up in piles under the overhangs, forming small walls in places. Dreskel watches as a ripple runs through the horde below. They suddenly turn and pour toward the stairs where Lin and Black Team are holding their own. The speed of the sudden shift startles him as he continues, like the others around him, to fire burst after burst. The number of Night Runner bodies lying motionless shows that progress is being made, but the vast number behind seems endless. The stream of Night Runners trying to gain the stairs is staggering, and they eventually make headway despite the determined efforts of Black Team and the others attempting to hold the second floor. Another ripple runs through the mass, and Dreskel watches in horror as they pour upward and over the top, swarming around Lin and the rest of Black Team. All of those defending the stairs vanish under the multitude of bodies. All teams form a line across near the escalator. Nothing gets by, Dreskel shouts into the radio. As heavy as his heart feels for Lin and the others down, he knows the remaining teams must maintain if any of them are to survive the night. Grieving will come with the morning, if they make it.